In Rhode Island, survivors and family members are paying tribute today to the victims of the Station Fire. It was 1 year ago that the small nightclub burned to the ground after a pyrotechnic display ignited the deadliest blaze in state history. 100 people died, and dozens more were injured, many of them very badly burned. My colleague Michelle Norris spoke with one of the survivors.
It was Robert Reif's first trip to the station. He was 22 years old and living in nearby Ashaway. He and his friend Ryan, a fellow heavy metal fan, went to the club to see the band Great White.
They came on stage and the crowd got really into it, and everybody moved close to the stage and everybody started cheering. And everybody got into it for about 10 seconds and the pyrotechnic started going off. And as soon as the pyrotechnic stopped, I could see they were already going up the curtains or up the foam, not the curtains, but I said to my friend Ryan, like, this isn't good, we should get out of here. And a lot of people at that point still thought it was still part of the show and they were still dancing and enjoying. The band had no idea what was happening because it was all behind them.
Well, what happened as you started to head to the exit?
We started heading for the door, and it was pretty calm at first. We were just, like, casually walking, kept on peeking over our shoulders to look at the stage. And then I remember hearing somebody yell, "Fire, fire, get out of here." And I saw somebody throw a cup of water, and that's when everybody started trying to flood out of the place at once, and the door just got jammed. People just pushing and shoving, and you pretty much had no choice but to get stuck there in the door.
How did you actually get out?
From some stranger. I still, to this day, have no idea who he is, and I haven't met him yet. I was just stuck there with my legs, pretty much from my waist down, I was stuck in the pile. I couldn't get out. There's people on top of me, I was on top of other people. And there was this guy, there was a couple of guys actually trying to pull people out. And one guy, he tried pulling on me, and nothing. I was like, come on, keep pulling, and then he just left and went to somebody else. And I was like, oh no. And then a second gentleman came along, who was also pulling people, and he started grabbing on my arms, underneath my arms to get a good leverage. And he started screaming at me, saying, you know, come on, you can do it. Say, get out of here, we can do this, get out of here. He's coming and screaming at me, you know, get out of here, you can do it. And I was finally getting a little bit loose, and I couldn't get my feet out, so I had to kick off my shoes. And once I slipped my shoes off, I just slipped out. And then I just realized, oh no, my friend Ryan, he was behind me. So I figured he was stuck in the pile up too, but you couldn't see because all the smoke pouring out. So I ran down the stairs to look into the pile to see if I could see him there. And that's when the flames started to come out the door, and the people that were just on top of me a couple seconds before, they were now on fire.
Did Ryan survive?
Oh, yeah, he did. He got out in front of me somehow. And I was just looking all around for him, and I turned around, and he was standing by my car trying to find me. And I was never so happy to see him in my life.
What do you plan to do on this anniversary?
At first, I was just, like, a couple weeks ago, I was thinking about it, and I was like, eh, it's just another day. I'll just go to work and I'll just do my regular daily schedule. And the closer it got, I just kind of started thinking about it. And it's not just another day. I mean, it's really not another day. It's, you know, the anniversary of something terrible. And I think I'll probably just stay home and by myself or catch up with my friend that was there that night and just kind of hang out with him all day.
You know, a year later, how has this affected the community of West Warwick? I imagine it'll never be the same.
No, definitely not. I mean, everybody, This whole state is just so small that everybody somehow knows somebody that was affected in one way or another. And now you see people in the store, and they have burns on them, and it's almost like you just know they were there. And you just kind of feel for them, because you know they were. It just seems like the only place that people get burned now, it just seems like everybody was there, no matter what their story is. They might not have ever been there, but you just automatically think that they were there.
Robert, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, you're welcome.
Robert Reif is a survivor of last year's Station nightclub fire. He spoke to us from West Warwick, Rhode Island.